I'm Tricia Torrey, the founder and executive director of AFA, the Alliance of Professional Health Advocates. This is the fourth in our series of podcasts entitled, How Will Patients, Potential Customers, or Clients Find Me? How do they know to hire me? Well, you've identified yourself as someone who thinks that just maybe advocacy is a good career choice for you. And because independent patient advocacy is a career for those with passion and compassion for others, we want you to be sure that it's a good fit before you begin to invest your time, money, efforts, and emotions into carving your niche in our advocacy world. So this, our fourth podcast, will answer this question for you. How will people know to hire me? How do I let them know I can help them? Well, so many, too many newbies jump into our advocacy profession thinking their participation will be a field of dreams, as if all they need is a website or a business card or a listing in a directory or, holy baby bells, listen to my phone ring. Yes, I realize I'm dating myself with that Ma Bell reference, but honestly, most new advocates know exactly what it means, and for those who don't, well, that's your assignment for today. Look it up. Well, baby bells or no, it does not work that way. Here's the thing. No matter how long you've been doing advocacy work, whether you were a nurse for 30 years, or you helped your aunt through her cancer diagnosis for a few years, or you even have a specific condition yourself, and you know the entire community of others who have that same condition, no matter how long or how well known you are, what people don't know is that you're available to help them and that they need to pay you for doing so. So in this podcast, we're going to start with these three points. First, the fact that people need to know you're available to help them. Second, the fact that people need to understand that it's a paid gig, that they need to pay you for that help. And third, one that few newbie advocates ever think about, but the minute we discuss it, they realize it's true, and that is that not very many people even realize such a thing as private pay independent advocacy exists. So let's tackle the first one, the fact that people need to know that you are available to help them. No matter how well known you are anywhere in your life, your current job, your neighborhood, your church or synagogue or your Rotary Club, even the PTA, anywhere else, no matter how well people know you, there's one thing they all have in common. Not one of them can read your mind. Yep, despite what my ex-husband used to think, no one can read someone else's mind, and that's especially true when they're sick and scared, fearful, doubtful, reeling from a hospital bill that has taken their breath away, all the emotions someone experiences at the point they need an advocate. Unless you very specifically told them, and told them many times, then they don't know you're an advocate or care manager who's available to help them. It's not information that comes to them through the universe. Further, and here's fact number two, even if they know you've helped someone else, and often this happens when you're a nurse, when word has gotten around that you've helped a neighbor or friend, even if they realize you do some sort of advocacy work, they probably do not know that you've shifted to a pay-for-service model. I hear this from nurses frequently. I've done advocacy all my life, and now I just want to be paid for it. Yes, I get that, and you should be paid for your work. But few people make that leap on their own. You need to tell them, and sometimes you need to tell them a lot. Our point number three is really more about the universe of need you're entering than it is about your specific advocacy. But it's a fact you'll need to deal with as a new advocate, and that is that private pay, independent advocacy just isn't very well known yet. People think of hospital advocates or some of the other advocates we've mentioned in previous podcasts, but millions of people who could use an advocate's help and can even afford an advocate's help don't even know that advocates exist to help them. So why these three points? Well, to help you understand the answer, how will people know to hire me? And the answer is because you, as a business owner, are going to tell them. You're going to do what is known as marketing, which just means telling people what you can do to help them. A subset of marketing is what we hope to do, and that is called client acquisition. As a business owner, you'll do what you can to let your universe know you're available to help them for pay, and you're going to use marketing tactics to do that. Now, this sometimes scares people. They tell me they don't want to do this part. They hate the idea of having to sell themselves or to convince someone to hire them. And I get that. Yes, let me repeat. I get that. And I'm going to ask you to believe me when I tell you that through AFA membership, we do a lot of marketing assistance, including this emphasis. Please pay attention. If you've done your marketing well and right, meaning you've developed a good website, you've written effective listings and advocacy directories, you have a good email list of potential clients, you may never have to do any sales. What do I mean by that? I mean that no, you're never going to have to cold call someone on the phone or convince them to hire an advocate. That's sales. No, instead, when your marketing materials are well composed, then by the time someone calls you, they already know they want to hire an advocate. You just need to assure them you can help them with what they need, and that's it. If you're already a member of AFA, then please go ahead from your dashboard and link to the ORB, the Online Resource Bank. Then look for two knowledge centers. The first one will be the Marketing Center, and the second one will be the Web Marketing Center. Right there, you'll find what you need: articles, webinars, podcasts, courses. And if you want to discuss client acquisition with others, just jump into the Connect discussion forum. Do a search for an answer to your questions, or just jump in and ask your own questions. Believe me, if you have a question, then at least a dozen others have the same one. They'll be really happy you asked. Now, if you're not a member of the Alliance of Professional Health Advocates yet, what are you waiting for? Please consider joining AFA. For one thing, the sooner you join, the sooner you'll be on your journey, on your way to becoming independent and investing your passion and interest into a career that benefits so many, you among the most important. You'll see on the page where you found this podcast that will credit you with the cost of the podcasts and give you access to the entire rest of the podcast series, too. Plus, there's another surprise for you on that application page. Check it out. We hope to see your smiling face at AFA soon. Our next podcast will be delivered to you in a couple of days. We'll address these questions. Are there jobs for independent patient advocates? Will someone else hire you? Stay tuned for podcast number 5. And thanks for listening. We hope you've learned something useful today.